VidPi is the information technology-related affiliate of the American Council of the Blind every year at the ACB's convention. They hold a showcase of vendors. We're very grateful that for the last 3 years they've allowed us to use that material here on Main Menu. Let's have a good chunk of it this week, starting off with Larry Lewis from Pulse Data International.
Hello, my name is Larry Lewis, and I'm the product marketing manager with the BrailleNote family of products with Pulse Data International. we're here today to discuss some of the newest developments with the Pulse Data Group relating to the BrailleNote family of products. We'll start with what's currently available with the BrailleNote family of products, and I'll also say that Pulse Data Humanware, exhibiting out in the exhibit hall right when you come in the main doors, I walked in and pretty much this morning tripped right over them, so they're right as you walk in the main door, as you walk across. Couple of new developments. Firstly, we are shipping BrailleNote GPS, which is the first global positioning satellite application designed for a portable device for persons who are blind. Individuals can create routes using commercial GPS technology. And for those of you who aren't aware, GPS technology takes advantage of 24 satellites, which migrate around the Earth, and we use a commercial GPS receiver that allows us to identify where we're at, where we're going, and where we need to be. So we're able to identify where we're at, create a route as to where we're going, such as maybe a restaurant over in the shopping center around the corner. We can identify that restaurant as a commercial point of interest, and we can migrate towards that location and receive information as far as the direction that we're going, how far we've gone, the speed at which we're traveling, and so forth. And we can mark additional points along the way, so that when we're done at the restaurant and we need to come back to the hotel, we can reload that route and have all that information automatically spoken and presented in Braille to us as we make the trip back to the hotel. So that is currently shipping. We are also holding sessions which cover some of these new BrailleNote developments up in the Pulse Data Humanware suite. I believe it's room 562. Marlena Lieberg, our Director of Training Services, is manning that suite. And we are giving away a voice note GPS combination. We're entering people into drawings for persons who come to the suite presentations. You can sign up for those suite presentations at the Pulse Data Humanware booth. So we will be giving away a voice note GPS application at the ACB banquet later on this week. We're also, for those who would prefer a Braille note, we would then be offering $1,500 towards the purchase of a BrailleNote for a lucky winner. So we are doing that. Probably our most revolutionary advancement that we're debuting at the summer shows, we sort of had a preface to this back at CSUN, but we are releasing the first portable web browser on a portable device for the BrailleNote family of products. And it takes advantage of current Microsoft Pocket Internet Explorer technologies, coupled with the innovation of the Keysoft user interface, and allows us to connect rather seamlessly and efficiently to a website and take advantage of many of the things that you would take advantage of using the screen reader and the web browser on a PC or what have you, without the hassle of having to deal with a PC or a graphical user interface. Just very quickly, and then I'm going to open things up for questions, I have a BrailleNote here with the web browser on this unit. I'll slow that down a little bit. Also put the mic down. I'm actually going to adjust this mic so that everybody can hear this as best as we can. I also slow the speech down just a little bit.
Okay. Address list.
Sorry about that.
Email. Internet.
We have an internet option here. And if I select that internet option.
Address. Favorite name. Computer. List of favorites in flash disk. / my favorites.
We have a favorites menu. And we have all of our favorites listed here. The first favorite in my favorites list here.
American Council of the Blind.
We have the American Council of the Blind. Now, how did that happen? Anyway, I have my cellular phone hooked up to a PC data cable with my BrailleNote, so that I could actually surf the web without being connected to a phone line, per se. I have my cell phone up on the podium here.
Service to call. Press enter for listening. America, clear. Ameritech.
I'll just use my local dial-up service, Ameritech.
Dialing.
Okay. And we're dialing. You can't hear a dial tone, but it's dialing through my cellular phone. And it will say initiating data call up on my screen here. It will also let me know when I'm connected. And what we're able to do is log on to the ACB website, which I'll do just briefly, and then I'll take questions. But again, we're taking advantage of a relationship that we've had with Microsoft for the past couple of years. Here we go.
Logging on. Login successful. Connected.
We get all this information in Braille as well. And we're getting our progress beep. Okay, and we are real-time browsing the web right now without any wires, tricks, anything like that. I can navigate by all of my reading commands that I can use on the Braille Note. I can also move by link. You'll hear a high-pitched beep before each link.
Skip navigation links. At home. Upper left. Washington connection.
And you could also change ACK in our pronunciation dictionary to say ACB. That's quite easy to do.
Braille Forum. Affiliates. At Charles Bank. Helpful resources.
Okay, so we can move forward by links. We can also move forward by frames. We can move forward by input controls and perform searches. We can do a whole host of things, and we're not even really in beta phase yet. We anticipate a very aggressive 4 to 6 week beta process that's beginning within the next week or so, with a fully launchable state-of-the-art web browser and a portable device by mid-August. So we're fairly confident we'll be able to do that. I'm using this quite a bit right now in alpha phase just to browse the web on a portable device. So it's coming along really well, and it's truly innovative. I can move forward by web pages, back by web pages. As I said, I can initiate searches. I can fill out forms. I have favorites menu. I have a history menu. And my point right now is not to give you a full demo, but to indicate that in the here and now, we have the only product line that allows for this sort of access using Windows technology on portable devices for the blind. With that, for those of you who don't know me, I'm visually impaired, so please don't raise your hand, unless we have a moderator who can, who has vision. I'm not sure if we do.
Nope.
Nope. So, leave your manners at the door and just blurt out questions.
Larry?
Yep.
Go ahead. I'll repeat this question for the recording.
Hey, switcher via. For those of us that have been waiting for this, for the browser, how is that going to be? How are we going to get it? You know?
Okay, well, we just actually with the release of the browser was not part of the initial Braille Note specification. Back in December, we actually received board approval to proceed with development efforts. And
thank you. My name is Charlie Kiefer, and I live in Florida, where Enabling Technologies is based. We manufacture, for those of you who don't know, we manufacture Braille embossing machines. A full line of Braille embossers from down to our Romeo, which sells for $2,200, all the way up to some big Braille production models, which sell from $30,000 to $100,000 for Braille production. Made a lot of improvements. The price is half of what it used to be back 10 years ago. It's down to $2,200, as I said before. It used to be over $5,000. We make that's a single-sided Braille embosser. We make the Juliet models. There's several models of those, which do interpoint, double-sided, because that makes sense when you're doing some more Braille. The speed of these things vary. The Romeos come in two models, the 25-character model and the 50-character per second model. The Juliets start at 60, or the Juliets are 60 characters per second, and that's interpoint Braille. So it'll produce quite a bit of Braille for a school system or an office, government offices, things like that. We make some big models, which are called our Bookmakers and our Bookmaker Expresses. They do 150 characters per second, 100 characters per second, and 80 characters per second. So, but again, these are made for production. We also handle the Duxbury Braille translator, of course, because everybody that buys a Braille embosser is going to need a translator. We handle the Duxbury translator. We also handle the Reprotronics line of tactile image enhancing machines, plus the paper. If anybody has any questions on that, I know a lot of people haven't seen that yet. I'd be glad to answer some questions. We have a drawing going on at our booth for a set of Braille mugs. They're coffee mugs with Braille on it. It says, "I've been working on the Braille Road" in Braille and in print also. So come by, throw your card into our basket or sign up your name, and we're going to give several sets of those away. We will send them to you. We're going to draw them at the end of the show, and we'll send them to you, so you'll be notified after you get home. That's about it. Can I get any questions? You got to give me one question. Everybody gets one question, didn't they not? Yes, sir.
Can the Juliet printer embosser, be made to emboss only on one side?
Yes, it can. Yeah.
The question was, can the Juliet be allowed to be made to emboss on just one side?
The if you go into your menu that you're working with on the Juliet, it's just a couple keystrokes, you will go into the parameter that tells it, which is, I'm pretty sure it's number 33. And 33.0 is the default. That's double-sided. 33.1 will do the bottom bank, which pushes up the pins to do one single-sided Braille on the top side of the paper. And you can do a 33.2, which will do just the bottom side. So say if you had this saves, sometimes saves somebody if they've got an old embosser that may be getting ready for some service. If the Braille starts getting a little bit lower than it should be, you can do single-sided. Say you had a job to do that you had to get out. You could do just the bottom bank and get perfectly good Braille if you had a low pin on the top bank. So you have a little option to help you along with that. That was a good question. Thank you. Yes, sir. Oh.
Go ahead. I'll repeat the question for you.
Yes, please.
And the question was, what is the image enhancer?
Oh, the image enhancer, what it does is it works with special paper. Some of you may have seen the PF or Pictures in a Flash. It is similar to that. It takes a special paper. It's almost like a cloth paper. And when you pass it through the machine, after you've printed or drawn on that paper, it will raise that image that you've put on the paper. It uses temperature, high temperature heat, to raise what's on that paper. Yes?
Does that image have to be a line drawing, or can it be a photograph or some other kind of image?
Does the image have to be a line drawing or a photograph?
A photograph, you could work with a photograph. Let me put it that way. What you'd have to do with the photograph is scan it, put it into your computer, and then trace the outline of that picture. We had one of our guys that just bought a brand new Camaro a few years back, and he took a photograph of it, and then what he did was he put it in as a file, put it up on the screen, traced it with the software that we sell along with this. It's called Tactographic Design Software, and that allows you to make anything into a picture that you can get on your screen. So what he did was he just outlined the Camaro, because, of course, it's not going to show a lot of the little nuances that you see on there. So he traced that, which then in turn the software converted into a Braille picture, and he's got an outline drawing of his Camaro. You can do maps. You can do, like I said, anything you can get on the screen of your computer, you can make a picture out of. Yes, sir. There are four models of the Juliet. One is called the ET. That is the simple Braille embosser with a shorter carriage to make it a little faster. The original Juliet was capable of doing a line of 56 characters across. Not too many people use that old 15-inch paper anymore. So consequently, what happens is that carriage was still going all the way over to 15 inches, so it was taking a little bit more time to do the Braille on 11.5-inch paper than it should have. So we took the Juliet and just shortened the carriage on it to make it stop at 40 characters. So that would be the logical one. If you don't use more than a 40-character line, that would be a faster Braille embosser. Then when we decided to put ET Speaks, which is double talk, into our machines, we renamed those two machines. The ET became the Juliet Pro 60, and the Juliet Classic became the Juliet Pro. The 60 denoting the speed of the machine that's faster. The regular Juliet is rated at 55 characters per second.
And what is the purpose of the speech?
The speech allows you to hear. In the machines that we made before, about 4 years ago when we put the speech in, to like go from offline to online, you were alerted by a tone and different things like that. So when you pressed a key, say to change the top of form or anything, all it was a tone telling you that you had pressed the key, pressed the right key. And now... and also, if you wanted to know any of the settings, your margin settings or anything like that, you had to print them out on paper. So you had to hit a few keys to send a test to there, which would print out all the settings that your Braille Embosser had into it. This way, when you press the keys, you'll hear what it is.
Any more questions?
That sounds like it.
Thank you, Charlie, for
coming.
Okay,
thank you.
Is Guido Corona in the room?
Yes.
Come on up.
Okay. Well, good afternoon, folks. So, in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's new with IBM Accessibility. As you probably know, the IBM Accessibility Center has gone through a significant reorganization. And while until January we're chiefly a small group that dealt with the creation only of some accessibility products and some clinical tools, accessibility products being the homepage reader and the research project of the SVK or self-voicing kit for Java, instead of clinical tool being speech viewer, we have broadened the scope of our mandate, and now we are doing a lot of marketing work, both internally and externally, to essentially expand and strengthen the actual accessibility of our very own mainstream products, while continuing the work with homepage reader and similar things. About the things that we are truly accessibility type products and tools that we have, we are showing here homepage reader still version 3.02, and I am showing here the English version. However, 3.02 is currently under translation for the European languages, French, Italian, German, Spanish, and Portuguese. But also, interestingly enough, for some Asian languages, we are trying to add Chinese simplified and Chinese with traditional character set, as well as Korean. And I believe there is some work being done on Thai as well. Just a couple of days ago, I have installed on my machine a product called Homepage Builder 6.0, which is it's interesting because it's a web authoring tool that we have created as part of some large group piece of groupware called WebSphere. Version 6 of this piece of this authoring tool is set up to create accessible pages and uses MSAA to be accessible in itself. Unfortunately, as I'm using still JAWS 3.71, accessibility for me is slightly limited, but that will change, I believe, with JAWS 4.5, which will implement MSAA this summer. Other thing that is happening, I don't know if you folks, or you probably already know about the new versions of Kurzweil 7.0 and OpenBook 6.0. Well, both of those products will ship this summer with the latest IBM VIA Voice text-to-speech 6.4. And I will invite you guys to listen to it, because you will find that they sound somewhat different from the 5.0 or 6.2 versions that you have heard in the last couple of years. Our developers in West Palm have done a lot of work to do voice modeling of these text-to-speech engines while still retaining the 11 kilohertz bandwidth. To the user, the voices, to give you an idea, they sound slightly aged, but more opened. And altogether, it does take a couple of hours to get used to the new sound, like with any system. But I find that the new voices are a definite improvement. This is the kind of things that I wanted to talk to you about. Homepage Reader users, remember that if you are experiencing problems with crashes on the second window, there is an easy workaround for that. And translated versions of Homepage Reader will not have that problem anymore. But I'd be more than happy to entertain any questions that you might have. Was forgetting one thing. One of the things that we're very excited about Homepage Reader is that not only it is being used as an end user web access tool, but because of its precision in rendering HTML constructs, it has been used in more recent time very successfully as a web accessibility verification tool. And I have just heard, for instance, that the Illinois Technology Office is using over 20 licenses of it. Basically, every web developer they have in the shop is using it to do final verification of accessibility of their pages. So it is becoming really a multi-purpose tool. Thank you.
And if you have a question and I can't reach you with the microphone, I'll repeat the question for the recording. Any questions?
Yes. With regards to the text-to-speech system,
yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit more about what the philosophy is in the upgrade, and does it take care of words that are spelled the same but pronounced differently under different contexts, like read and read?
To an extent, I have seen that already in the 5.0 and 6.2. All of these synthesizers tend to do that kind of have those kinds of algorithms to an extent. I cannot tell you if 6.4.0.4 is more accurate than 6.2, but I've seen 6.2 doing that kind of thing already.
Any other questions? Yes. And the question is, what are IBM's other accessibility products? You mentioned the clinical tool, and for example.
Yeah. The clinical tool is called Speech Viewer, and it is not something that is for the use of blind people. What it is, it's a tool that will help a clinician or sometimes an end user who has problems with verbalization, either because of a brain injury or being hearing impaired, into verbalizing the English language correctly. It has also been used, for instance, but for the initial training or for English as a second language. That is the kind of thing that Speech Viewer is. And it's rather interesting because all the training is done through a bunch of video arcade-style games where you try to utter phonemes and vowels and things like that. Other accessibility products, product with a capital P is really only Homepage Reader, but IBM has several accessibility related research project, one of them being the SVK or self-voicing kit for Java. And you can think of a self-voicing kit as a mini customizable screen reader which can be downloaded and linked to certain classes of Java applications to make those accessible. The other one is basically an accessible accessibility gateway that does a bunch of transcoding for pages that are server large servers, and that's it. It's another research project.
Is the representative from ACB Radio in the room? Okay, you have a couple more minutes.
Okay, well, feel free, please, to come and see us in booth 49. I'd be happy to show you Homepage Reader, version 302, speaking in English or any of the other European languages that we support. I'd be more than happy to let you guys play with Homepage Builder. I will claim no expertise right now, but feel free to try it out. Just forgot to mention that also we are very close to releasing Lotus Notes 6.0. If I mention that, I'm really dumb, because Lotus Notes 6.0, a piece of groupware, will be fully accessible through MSAA and through the respect of default font information, which is great for people with low vision, because you'll be able to define your own font and background and foreground color, which up to now drove people with low vision nuts. So please come and see us. Yeah, sure.
Last question.
Have for that
6.0? What do you mean by 6.0?
What are the specs, the computer requirements for the new version of Lotus Notes? Is that the question?
Lotus Notes. If you have a middle of a road, low end machine, you should be okay, because I'm running on an 800 megahertz machine.
Low end.
I don't know of any manufacturer still manufactures those, so. I imagine you could run on a 400 megahertz machine.
Let me shortcut this a little bit.
Yeah.
I have a 233 Pentium. I could run other things on it. I know that's not exactly high powered, but once I put Lotus Notes on it and it's sitting there idling.
Okay, how much memory do you have?
About 250.
256?
Yeah, 256. It just sits there and grinds away anytime I want to do anything else.
Okay. There are three possible explanations for that. Actually, there are several possible explanations. One of them is you have a combination of a slow machine with an okay amount of memory. Okay? And if you multiply the two together, the result is not too good. You may be low on hard drive space. Or you also may have a lot of stuff running in the system tray. My experience is that cleaning up a system tray tends to solve a lot of performance problems. But there is no denying that your machine, for today's standards, is slow.
Okay, thank you, thank you, Guido, for coming in.
Okay, great.
And try to get over to that booth and check out the Homepage Reader. Thank you very much.
My name is Gary Walker, and I'm from AI Squared. I'll tell you a little bit about our company. We are a small company, under 20 employees, but we are the worldwide leader of screen magnification and screen reading computer software. We currently have a couple different programs out on the market. One is called Big Shot, which is a basic magnification program. It magnifies the screen up to 2 times, but it has variable magnification levels in between 1 and 2. So you could go to 1.25 or 1.75. We also have Zoom Text Extra, level 1, which is the magnification program, with many features in it, cursor enhancement features, scrolling features, and numerous others. We also have ZoomText Extra Level 2, which incorporates the magnification and the screen reading capabilities. Within Level 2, we have something called the Doc Reader, which will allow you to read back the entire document, either an email, text documents, web pages, and that sort of thing. On the horizon for AI Squared, we are going to be releasing a version 8, probably in the fall, early winter of this year. There's going to be many, many improvements in version 8, improved screen reading, as far as you can read right within a document, you can move the mouse to a certain area of the screen to have it read that. So we're really looking forward to this version. Other improvements to version 8 are visual enhancements to help you locate the mouse pointer, to help you locate the cursor within documents and screen areas. One of the major improvements in ZoomText 8 is all color smoothing, which eliminates all the jagged edges when you increase magnification on text with different colors. With ZoomText 8, it will automatically smooth any color that is on the screen. Also on the horizon, probably a year or so away, we're going to be releasing visual scan and vocal scan, which are scanning softwares, vocal scan will magnify and read back your scanned in image. This also includes form filling and the ability to print out the enlarged image. That's pretty much it on the AI Squared front. Were you taking questions or? Okay. Sure. Yes. Hey, Carl. Where are you? Hi, Carl. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, sir.
And I'll repeat that question if I don't get to you with the mic. So go ahead.
Yes. Of course, we're all very anxiously waiting version 8. And I wanted to emphasize that those enhancements of being able to identify where the cursor is, where the mouse cursor is, for those people that have tunnel vision, like I do, you know, down in the 4-degree field of view.
Right.
There's no crosshairs that go across the screen from left to right, or you know, from one end of the screen to the other. I know it would look bad, and that's the only aspect that I think that I'd like to see an option for. There got to be some things that you put in these highly enhanced products that maybe doesn't look good to the average person that has 20/20 vision, but it's functional for these people that, like myself, that are severely visually impaired. And so anything that you can do in that area would be useful. The other thing that you mentioned, or you didn't mention, was what operating systems are you aiming to be compatible with, and is there any particular operating system that is going to have the minimum amount of glitches? Because the glitches that do come up in any kind of assistive technology really slow me down, because I have to do an awful lot in the way of getting technical support to get those things cleaned up.
I understand what you're saying about the compatibility issues. Right now, ZoomText 7.1 supports all operating systems. Because Windows XP is so new, there's always going to be some glitches within the operating system and within the software also. So if it were up to me, I would strongly recommend staying with Windows 2000 or 98 at this point. As far as the visual enhancements that you had asked for, stop by the booth and I'll show you version 8. We've added different options for you. There's a sonar, which, you know, just circles the mouse pointer. There's also just a plain circle around the mouse pointer, and we've added the crosshairs that you've mentioned.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.